we're all in this together, right? Well, it depends. When Italy first turned to its European neighbors for help to fight the coronavirus, not one of them responded. It leaves the question of whether the European Union can unite in the fight against the pandemic. The World's Orla Barry in London tells me each country in Europe is handling this its own way.
It varies really from one country to the next, to be honest. In terms of coordination, there's frankly been very little coordination between EU countries on this. If you look at countries like Belgium and the Netherlands, next door neighbours to each other, on March 12th, Belgium closed all their cafes and restaurants and schools. The Netherlands, though, remained open. So Belgians just crossed the border into the Netherlands and went and had their beers there. And as a result, a few weeks later, the Netherlands then started closing its cafes and restaurants and said, well, we had to do it because the Belgians were coming over causing all of these problems. So you can see that even those countries that are very close to each other were not adopting the same kind of policies.
So what power does the EU have in a moment like this when that unity should really matter?
In many ways, it's very limited. And the reason for this is that when it comes to health, member states oversee their own health policies. As a result, the EU has found it doesn't have the kind of power perhaps that it would like to have. Where the EU will be expected to come into its own is in terms of financial support. And we can expect lots and lots of disagreements in that area as the recessions start kicking in various countries.
As I said earlier, there were no EU countries that stepped forward initially when Italy asked for help. How did Italians see that?
They certainly saw it as a sign of rejection. I think people like Matteo Salvini, the former interior minister, saying that they felt abandoned by the EU at the time. But I talked to an Italian MEP, Irene Tignali, a little earlier about this, and I asked her if she thought Italy felt abandoned by Europe.
The first few days, of course, were difficult for everybody trying to understand how the virus was moving. So I don't think it was a problem of being insensitive. It was simply a problem of not understanding fully what was going on.
As you can see from Irene Tignali there, she's giving a more optimistic perspective on it. Certainly in the first couple of weeks, that wasn't the soundings that we were getting on the ground from Italians themselves.
So you mentioned Matteo Salvini. We've heard in the last few weeks from populist politicians like Salvini blaming migrants for the pandemic. Are there signs the coronavirus might raise nationalism in Europe?
You would expect perhaps that that could be the case. But in fact, support for Salvini's League Party actually dropped in the first few weeks of the crisis. It seems that people are turning more, in fact, towards governments themselves for direction. And I asked Susie Dennison about this today. She's with the European Council on Foreign Relations.
People are so fearful that they're actually quite welcoming of clear directive government, and that plays against the strong opposition role. Citizens want to allow clear evidence-based decisions being made.
So Orla, it's early days perhaps, but what's the likelihood that the EU will be damaged by any of this?
I think you're right. I think it is too early to tell in many ways. I spoke to Pepijn Berkson. He's with the Europe programme at Chatham House, and he essentially said no one should be writing off the EU at this time.
It's always dangerous to prophesize the end of the EU because there's a lot of political capital in Europe, in basically all the member states invested in the project succeeding. The EU is not necessarily the solution to this crisis, but it also is not threatened by this crisis.
I got to say, it's really interesting that this is the crisis the EU is now facing when 2 months ago it was Brexit.
Absolutely, Marco.
The World's Orla Barry in London. Thanks for your reporting on this.
Thanks, Marco.